This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M rocks local sport.
Good morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, we're keeping local sport alive, and it was GF weekend. Grand finals everywhere across the length and breadth of this wonderful region of ours. Now, up at the Association Netball Courts, it was the OGR Mount Gambier Netball Association 2020 standalone competition grand finals. And, of course, their other valued sponsor is the Distributors Mount Gambier. Now, on the line, our regular commentator, publicity officer. Good morning, Jodie Cook.
Good morning, Milo. How are you today?
Yeah, good. The weather was pretty conducive to good netball. And right from the top, Division 1, it was an interesting result, considering that the winning team, Lakes Black, come from fourth position, and out of the blocks, they set up a 9-goal lead, and in the end, they defeated Amazon's Grey 50-28. Now, did that result surprise you, Jodie?
Well, the gap of it did, but not the winning side, no, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I did actually expect Lakes Black to come out and win. Watching their game last week, it was just amazing to watch, and seeing these girls play like they did this week again, from the very first whistle. I mean, when you've got Emily Stocker and Sarah Hawkins in goals, they just could not miss again, and it was brilliant to watch.
So well done to Amanda Bowden and her team, and the coach got a half a game as well, apparently. Now, best on court, and gee, she's had a very consistent season backing up those shooters, Bow Creek, and she's been a great pickup, and she'll remember that premiership in a very interesting year.
Oh, most definitely. And talking to her after the game, I did get some decent photos of her, probably 3-4 foot in the air. I've never seen a defender jump so high and pick off so many interceptions at a high distance, so she was stoked.
There you go. Now, Division 2, that ended up the closest senior game of the day. Mount Gambier Netball Association I-1, 22. Only two up on the MGNA V-1 on 20. So, game on there.
That's right. MGNA V-1 actually came out very hard in the first quarter. They kept up the pace all game. They actually won the second and last quarter. The young MGNA I-1 girls, they kept up their pace, their youth and agility just got them through in the end.
Best on court from the winners, Montana Millard, and she'll be warming up and practicing for softball shortly. Talking juniors, Junior 15, Hobbits 43 defeated MGNA V3 13, and gee, Hobbits obviously in total control there, and no surprise, Amali Wilson was the best on court.
Yeah, she was just amazing. I think within the first 2 minutes she'd taken a really spectacular interception down there in goalkeeper, and she just kept playing the same way the whole game, no matter which position she was playing in.
And her goalies did the rest. Now, the Junior 13s, Hobbits Blue 32, had a game on their hands, but they ended up defeating MGNA Z5-28. Best on court from the losing sides. So good effort there, Sarah Miller.
That's right. Another young little goalie. She's got a lot of potential ahead of her, this young player. And no matter what happened, she worked around and came out of the goal ring, helped her attackers feed the ball through, and was shooting some amazing goals herself.
That's the end for the serious stuff, and a big tick. Congratulations to everyone concerned to get that comp going and get through to the grand finals in these COVID times. Now, you called for nominations for social netball, which will start on the 13th of October. What sort of response did you have, Jodie?
We had an amazing response for that. Young Brittany Martin, she's got this up and running well. She's got a total of 49 teams that have nominated for the season. So it's absolutely amazing. It's our biggest season yet.
Jodie, thanks for your coverage. Are you going to play social netball, or are you going to look after that retired body of yours?
Oh, I'm going to stay in retirement. I think work's a bit more important.
No worries, Jodie. We'll talk perhaps next season.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much for everything this season, Milo.
Our pleasure.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. 963 Triple M.